morning, Al. This is Daniel with Local Splash. How you doing?
Hello? I'm sorry, can you read that?
Oh, yeah, I was just saying this is Daniel with Local Splash. How you doing, Al?
Oh, hey, yes, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you for asking. So, the email I sent you, did that make sense? Like, of how your read fees don't fluctuate? They stay the same?
Okay. Can you tell me how much is it going to be in my area?
Yeah. So for the roofing vertical, you're looking at $38.67 per lead. Okay. There's going to be a minimum.
How do you know that?
Because that's what we have through Google. We know what your lead fee is. We added our management fee on top of it. So we know exactly what it is. $38.67 per lead.
Okay.
Okay. Your minimum monthly budget would be set at $504.02. And again,
what if I want like one lead a day or something like that?
You can do that. So what happens, like let's say you say, I want to do this. Sounds great. Let's get this rolling. I set up your account, okay, and I'm going to schedule a client interview with Perry. Perry will be managing your Google Guarantee campaign. So that's what you guys go over in the initial client interview. I have to inform you of the minimum monthly budget, but you can increase that budget, no problem.
Okay. So is there any other additional fee on top of that? Like, do I have to sign up with something else, like an SEO or something like that?
No. You can do either our base program, or you can do the Google Guarantee program on its own, or both, right? So if you want to,
and how much is the base program?
The base program is $2.99 a month, which includes the local SEO, the Google Ads, the 60 directories, the tracking system for that program. Oh, you're kind of cutting up on me there, Al. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, I'm in the part of my office.
Oh, okay, got it.
That's reception. What about Facebook marketing? Do you guys do that or no?
We do Facebook marketing. So under our base program, we just create you a Facebook page and we'll do like continuous posts on it, right? If you want Facebook ads, we do offer that. That would be, and we have a whole department that works on the Facebook management. The main person there is Lydia, right? So, if you wanted Facebook ads, we recommend that you do a minimum of $100 towards the Facebook ads if you were going to do that.
A day?
No, per month. That's just to get your feet wet so you can see what we do. It's really not going to help you win globally, but it's a starting point, you know?
Yeah. So how much do you think it will be per lead? I know Facebook has, like, there's a way for you to get, like, instead of, there's, like, almost a guarantee a lead with Facebook, unlike Google.
Well, Google has Google Guarantee, which is basically...
I know, Google Guarantee is different. So there's something like that with Facebook, too, right?
You know, I set up majority of the Google Guarantee accounts. I'm not really an expert on Facebook. I can ask, though. Give me one second. Let me just message Lydia real fast.
I have to ask Lydia, like, how much is it going to be per click, or how much is it going to be per... per lead?
She's typing. She's awesome.
Oh, she's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, she's typing right now.
So how much is that service?
So again,
do you guys charge your own
fee? Minimum $100 towards the Facebook ads.
But then what's your fee?
Oh, a 25% management fee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She was typing, and then the little...
No, I'm...
Go ahead.
what kind of, what is my agreement with you guys? How many months do I have to stay with you?
It's month-to-month, no contract. The reason we make it that way is we're confident, like, once you see the amount of work and the results we give you, you'll stick it out with us.
And so, like, but then people can have you set up everything and then just go on their own.
Well, yeah, for the local SEO, I mean, technically they could do that, but it's not like we just set it and forget it. Like, we're doing continuous posts on it, you know. We're making sure any algorithm changes that are made with Google, we're keeping you up to date with those. But, like, for the Google Ads or the Google Guarantee, et cetera, you could technically do it on your own. But then, like, for Google Guarantee, for example, now you have to get your leads credited back on your own, which can be a hassle when you have somebody doing that for you here, you know. Plus, there, you know, our technicians are like Perry. I mean, he literally has meetings with a team at Google that's dedicated to our company regarding Google Guarantee. So he knows, like, all the ins and outs of how to get you the best bang for your buck. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So she, give me a second. So I'm just going to read it to you what she said. Depends on the call to action. For calls, it's normally under 50 cents. For messages, around $2, but it varies depending on targeted location. Let me send her the location real fast. Second here.
Wait, $2 per view or $2 per click?
She said $2 per messages, it looks like. So it's normally under 50 cents for calls, and then it says for messages around $2, which I did not know that. Learn something new every day.
Wait,
you know?
I don't get it. What does that mean, 50 per call or message?
I just sent her your location, and I gave her your industry, too, so I'm getting you a concrete answer on it. Again, I don't want to give you an answer. I literally just sent a message to you. Google Guarantee, I know all the ins and outs on that. I know how ads works, the organic local video. You know, I'm just getting you those answers on the Facebook ads.
So on that 250, do you guys also get like 25%?
The 250 application fee for the So that's basically to get started with us, right? So we have to submit to Google, get your background checks going, the license, the insurance. So that's just a startup fee with us. Not one of my clients that have signed up with this has ever had a problem with it, you know.
But if is that you guys charging or is that Google charging?
That's us charging, and then we pay Google on your behalf.
But that's what I'm saying. How much is Google charging?
I don't have any. I know on the leads, it's 25% management fee.
Oh,
250, though, I've been instructed that 250 sign-up fee for Google Guarantee to get the application process. There's no way we could waive that. There's no way we could lower it. I mean, it's set where it's set. That $250.
Is there even if I say, okay, I'm not gonna leave you guys for the next 6 months or 12 months, there's no way you guys can
The application process, I mean, it's really the amount of money you're going to make from this, from what I've seen, with all my clients using it, it's a drop in the bucket, you know? It's basically to get started with us so we can get the ball rolling on this, you know? Okay, so Lydia told me, yes, those numbers I mentioned above will remain true for his location and industry. So I'm talking about Facebook ads right now. So again, I'm going to read this to you again. For calls, it's normally under 50 cents. For messages, it's around $2. That's for Facebook ads, okay? So let's talk first, because I know you were really interested in the Google Guarantee program. That platform is, I mean, it's amazing. Every client I have that uses it absolutely loves it. So do you have any questions on Google Guarantee that I can answer for you?
No.
Okay. That one's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, let's
right?
go ahead and we can proceed. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, so what's going to be the next step?
So the next step, well, let me, before we get to that, let me just verify. So the base program, the Facebook ads, that's not something you want to start with, right? We're just rolling with the Google Guarantee now? Or did you want to do the base program with Facebook ads as well?
How much, like you said, 25% of the, you guys will take the 25% on the management?
Yeah, it's a 25% management fee on, across the board, like for our Facebook ads, our, Google Guarantee leads too. Correct.
Okay, I'm gonna see how it is with just,
Google Guarantee
first.
Okay, that's what I
recommend. And then I will go ahead.
So when you're ready, so you have my contact information, right? You could email, you could text, you could call me. When you're ready to do like, the base program and get some Facebook ads rolling, which I'm sure you will be once you see what we do with Google Guarantee, just give me a call. The good thing though about Google Guarantee, like I think you're making a good decision, because if I had a pick for just one program out of all of them, I'd pick this, because this one is concrete. The rest are like hit or miss, right? We can't guarantee you a specific amount of calls, leads, but with Google Guarantee, we can, you know? So you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Now, first thing I need to do, let me verify business information, Caliber Restoration. I have you out of, let me make sure this is right, 1000 Heritage Center Circle 2, Round Rock 78664. Is that correct?
Then it's Heritage Center Circle.
Heritage Center Circle, yes. And then there's a number 2 on the end, right?
No.
No, okay. See, that's why I verify. So let me get rid of that. All right. And it looks like your address is hidden. That's correct, right? Online?
No, it should not be.
It should Fine. Not be. Hold on. Let me double check. Let me click on this. Oh, I'm sorry. It shows me a different address, though. 105 Commerce Boulevard. That's not you, right?
No.
Okay, got it. All right, get rid of that.
Why is that showing 105 Commerce?
That's what it shows. This is a different phone number, though, too, so it's not you. 630-335-1060.
That's my wife.
Right? Oh, that's your wife. Okay. Yeah, so you have a separate address on here. Let me click on the website, too.
What city? 105 Commerce Boulevard, what city is that?
Round Rock, 78664.
What?
Give me a second here. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm looking at two different listings. My bad, man. I think I need another cup of coffee. I'm looking at auto body company out of Round Rock. And then I'm mixing it up. So the auto body company is the 105 Commerce Boulevard. So you're absolutely right. It's 1000 Heritage Center Circle, Round Rock 78664.
Yeah.
And then is that the correct number attached to it, the 630-335-1060?
No.
Okay.
No, it's actually – that phone number is now canceled.
Okay. That's good.
That was my wife's phone number at one point.
Okay, so this is the new number, right? The 512-772-6614?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. Sorry about mixing those up, too. Okay, your website looks awesome. So it's caliberstore.com. Is that correct?
No, Caliber Restoration. Caliber Restore.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm just copy and pasting it, so I got it right here. Second time's a charm. And let's see here. So I'm going to have some text messages.
Caliber e-store.
That's what I thought. When I first looked at it. I apologize. So I'm going to resend you my direct line and extension. When you get a chance, save that in your phone. Now, the really important number for this Google Guarantee program, and he will be your account lead, is Perry's phone number. So I'm sending you his cell phone right now. So, for example, if you want to, like, turn your leads off, you would text or call him, okay? And I'm going to set a client interview up with you and him in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, here that comes. All right. Now, just for account purposes, Al, your first name, it's spelled A-L. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is your last name?
Last name is Khan. K-H-A-N.
K-H-A-N. Khan. Got it. All right. And services, okay? So I have you under the roofing vertical. You're doing all types of roofs, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Make sure I got everything here. I do. Okay. So next step, what I'm going to do, I'm going to secure billing information. All right. We'll process the initial application fee, and then I'm going to schedule your client interview with Perry. That's where he's going to go over the application. I will send it to you via text and email so you can get started on it. But he'll go over the application with you, and he's also going to go over, like, your leads, like, the keywords that it's giving you, all your specific cities around your location, et cetera. Okay? Now,
okay.
Let's see. So regarding billing information, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
No, my name, but I have a main question is, let's say I start, and then all of a sudden you're like, the leads are going to be $60 per lead, or $150 per lead,
yeah,
or...
It's not going to happen. Like, 1,000% positive. In your conversation with Perry, he's going to
mm-hmm.
send you to everything in writing via email, which I sent to you in, just a reply. But he gives you a full breakdown, right? Like, your lead fees, they do not fluctuate.
Okay.
Okay? I promise you that. You're going to – everything that I'm saying to you is going to match up on Perry's end, too. I have – I'm not sure if I told you, but I'm, like, the main person that sets up these accounts, these Google Guarantee accounts. So I have a meeting
okay.
with Perry every day. I'm on the same page with him. Like, everything's right. And if anything changes, he always lets me know.
Okay.
All right. All right. So the name on the card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It is my name.
Okay. And it's Al on the card? A-L, Con?
It's my name.
Okay. All right. And the billing address, is it the same 1000 Heritage Center Circle?
No. It's my address. 1812.
Navajo Song Lane.
Navajo Song Lane? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see here. I'm going to Google that one. okay, that's in Leander, right? 78641?
Yes.
All right. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me just copy and paste this in. All right. And the card you're going to be using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
MX.
All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Let me see my... Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Give me 1 second. I'm just assigning your package. Give me a quick second here. There we go. Okay, ready for that card number when you are out.
Okay. It's 3797.
Mm-hmm.
0080.
Mm-hmm.
7584.
Okay.
006.
All right. Expiration?
1125.
All right. And the 4-digit code on the front.
Give me 1 second.
Tick shot.
78433.
78. Got it. All right. So what I'm doing now, I'm coding out the card. I assign the package to Perry. So that's done. I'm going to process the payment right now. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with Perry. Just give me one quick second here.
बना नहीं सकता था मैं कंप्यूटर पर बैठा हुआ था उन्होंने मना कर दिया था कि रखना नहीं होगा
that Italian or just curious
sorry
is that Italian or
the language is Pakistani
okay we have somebody that works with an awesome guy he's from Pakistan yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Him and my wife are in like a little prayer group together and stuff, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's awesome for sure. Okay. So all right, so that's set. Let me get your client interview going. All right, so for this client interview, I block off an hour. It usually doesn't take that at all. It's usually about like 20, 30 minutes or so. But we just want to have an hour for you to be safe. I messaged him. He usually wants me to message these client interviews next day. So I already messaged him to see if he has availability today. He told me he does not. So what time works best for you tomorrow?
I would really appreciate it today. My day is not very free tomorrow.
Okay.
If he can. If not, then...
Let me ask him. Here, give me one quick second. Because I'm looking at his calendar. He's got a ton of appointments in here, but let me just make sure. A second.
I have open availability today.
Okay. I just
so
messaged him.
Perry?
Let me get back. What's that?
Who's Perry?
Yes, this is Perry. So that's the cell phone number that I sent you. Yeah, he's going to be here.
Who's Danny?
Oh,
or
that's
Daniel?
Me. That's me. Yes, sir.
But then who's Perry?
Perry is your account lead for Google Guarantee.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like he's the guy. Okay, he's the one that is in communication with Google. He's the guy I told you I have a meeting with every day. So he's awesome. Like, he's going to get this rolling for you. I messaged him, and I let him know the situation. I'm just waiting for him to get back with me right now. In the meantime, I'm going to send you a form I want you to get started on. Let me just pull it up here. This form is the application, okay? Now, you're probably going to have, like, some questions on it. Perry is going to be the one to answer those for you. He walks you through it, but you do it on your end, okay? Give me one quick second here. Here comes the form.
So I paid $100 for advertising? And $199 local bundle, what does that mean?
Oh, give me a quick second here. Oh, I just sent you the text, too, with the form. this happened to me before. Okay, so what happened is I set you up accidentally on the base program, but I thought I deleted it. So what's going to happen, ignore that. Okay, there's no the 250 fee that was sent is a one-time fee, okay, for the application process. I'm going to message my director, Christian, and I'm going to get this corrected for you for sure. You're not being charged the $299 monthly, okay?
Okay.
I apologize. This happened before on another account. It's really like an issue in our billing thing. They have to add another, like a Google Guarantee only package. But again, it's happened before and I know how to get it fixed. I'm just going to message my director, Christian, on my side and he'll fix it for sure. Give me one quick second. Let me just read Perry's. Okay. All right. So he told me, so he's completely booked today. He can get you in. If tomorrow doesn't work, he could get you in on Wednesday. I mean, we could set whatever day is good. And he told me to just stress the importance of that form, right? I've sent it to you via text. I'm going to send it to you via email as well. But that form, right, you're going to want to get that started, and that's going to get the ball rolling on everything. Okay. What time, so no availability tomorrow, right? What time will work good for you on Wednesday?
1 second.
Yeah, take your time.
What time is he available tomorrow?
Let me pull up his calendar. All right, so you got 2 hours on us. So 9 a.m. is the first availability. He's got it at 10 a.m. Let's see, he's on lunch there, and he has as late as a 5 p.m.
Okay, so after lunch, what time, is he available anytime after lunch?
Yeah, so let me see, if I can get you in for a 30-minute slot, because he has a, okay, so on here he has a 2:30. And he's got a 3 o'clock appointment, but it looks like he's got a 3:30. Which would work better, the 2:30 or the 3:30?
2:30.
Okay. I'm going to reply to you, too, with the same form I sent to you via text message, okay?
Okay.
Right now. Sorry, I'm just waiting. He's on a call, too, so I'm just waiting for him to respond.
So he's asking for a business license number?
What's that?
What is my business license number is asking for?
Give me a quick second here. Let me pull up the form. Da-da-da-da-da. All right. So, yeah, what is your business license number?
No, there's no business license.
Okay, so that's right. It's just the EIN, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it says it's a required field.
I know. I'm messaging him right now.
Should I just enter my EIN number in there too?
I'm asking him right now. Yes. Yes. So enter your EIN number in there.
And when should it be? I'm going to set the expiration date to.
Oh, let me ask him that.
2032.
It's 2032 is your expiration on your EIN?
No. It's, okay. No, I'm just setting it. EIN doesn't expire.
Okay, got you.
I don't want to get, like, emails from you or, hey, send us a copy of the license, you know. For a license copy.
I know. I'm messaging him right now. Usually he walks you through this stuff.
I'll just put a copy of my driver's license in there.
Well, let me get you a clear answer. Give me a second here. All right, now he's typing. Like, man, I need answers now. All right, so the 1230 is no problem. So that's set, and I'm going to send you an email calendar invite right now.
1230?
I'm sorry, 2:30. So it's 1230 our time. Okay? Apologize. And he also messaged me. Give me a quick second here. Oh, okay. You just put in a blank photo. Blank photo, that's it. So it could be of a table, it doesn't matter. The field, it makes you go on, but because you only need the EIN number, we understand what you're trying to do. So you just send a blank photo in there.
No, I already put in my driver's license number. My driver's photo.
That's fine. Yeah.
Pretty safe, right, the info?
Yeah, this is pretty completely secure. Yes, sir. We have you do it on your end, just for security purposes too, you know? I mean, Perry's an awesome guy. I mean, you have nothing to worry about, but so you guys feel safer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So it answers that question. Hold on. He's typing again because I know I asked him about the expiration and all that too. Let's see what he says here. Roofing vertical.
Okay, add a file.
If I remember correctly, too, you were waiting on your new license, right? Well, it was?
What do you mean? No. There's no license.
Your area doesn't require the license, right?
Yeah.
What it was. Gotcha. Just making sure.
Is Better Business Bureau, yes, if the business is. So let me see what my business rating
is. On BBB?
Yeah. Do you guys see that?
Yeah, I got it pulled up right here. Second. A minus.
Why is that?
BBB is weird, man. You have to, are you promoting through them? Like, are you paying them?
No.
Usually they make you pay them to get an A plus. You know, you look good online, though. You have a 5-star rating on the BBB. It's an A minus. Like, you're totally fine. But, yeah. Like Yelp, even they make you they'll hide reviews like good reviews on there until you pay them. It's pretty crazy. But
I want to stay away from Yelp.
Right, for sure. Yelp is, because here's the thing, like what they do essentially is they market on Google anyways, right? They're just doing Google ads, and what they're doing is they're charging you per click. Now there are some people that are Yelpers that go on Yelp specifically, but the majority of people go directly to Google. So in my experience, from all these companies I talk to, like especially in the contractor world, Yelp isn't very fruitful, you know? Yeah, so he was just checking to make sure license wasn't required in that area, and he said, yeah, it isn't required. You already knew that. I knew that because he told me, but he just got clarification on that. So, I have your client.
Do I have to list every single municipality?
Say it again?
Do I have to, it says please list counties or cities.
Right,
so do I
right,
have
right.
to?
You can just put a radius if you want, okay? If there's specific cities that you want to go to, what will happen is under Google Guarantee, you're going to show up in those cities that we turn on, right? So it is pretty important. Like if you don't want to go to a certain area, don't list that area on there. But if you want to just do a certain radius, just put your radius in there.
Yeah, I would rather. So list the name of every city then.
Yeah.
Or county.
Zip codes, if that's easier, where you just copy and paste it in there. Or you can do counties, correct? But I know in some areas the county will be like two cities, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our area is a little different. Like one county, for example, we're in Orange County. I don't even know how many cities there are. There's probably like 30 or 40 or something, you know? And L.A.
Yeah.
is like crazy big, you know? Yeah.
Did you know Manhattan is a county?
Yeah, 5 boroughs. Yeah, you have Manhattan, you have Long Island. Is it Long Island? No.
I have no idea. But yeah.
It's Brooklyn. Yeah, we talk to people from New York all the time. So,
oh, wow.
They call them boroughs out there, the 5 boroughs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh, wait, so Bronx is a county?
Yeah, supposedly. They're all... They call them boroughs out there. So there's certain cities and zip codes and like one borough. You know, like I'll talk to somebody from New York and they're like, man, I don't want to go to Brooklyn. I want every borough except for Brooklyn, you know, and that's just how they do it, you know. Canada is weird. So they call their zip codes are postal codes and their counties are provinces, you know. So we have to know all this stuff because if I'm talking to somebody in Canada, I'm like, hey, what's your zip code? You know, they're like, man, you don't know nothing about here. Yeah. So, and they call, they don't go by miles, they go by kilometers, you know, crazy.
Yeah. Mm.
So, got my whole lingo down for all that.
Yeah.
We have one agent here. He just slams those Canadian accounts down. Like, he does so well with them. And I told him, I was like, man, you kind of sound Canadian. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
You know, but you know how they have that little accent or whatnot.
Yeah. Okay, I want to go. Okay, well, I put down Williamson County. But, man, I don't want to go that far. That is big. All right. I'll see.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm not getting, like, a lot of calls from Taylor, Texas.
Yeah, so he could turn it off in specific areas, you know? So he could go over that with you tomorrow, too. So if you want to just enter in, you know, certain counties right now. But make sure... you definitely, the quicker this form is done, the faster we get your application process done, you know. Things have been speeding up recently, too. I'm not sure if they're getting over the hump with the whole COVID thing or whatnot, at least at Google. But, yeah, that form is super, super important for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, just fill it out to the best of your knowledge right now. And I have your client interview. He's locked in for you tomorrow. Between 2:30 and 3, if it needs to go over, obviously, he'll take care of you. But I just schedule in that 30-minute window, okay?
Okay, so I put Williamson and Travis County.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
And two counties.
So what will happen is he's going to let you know what cities Google Guarantee is eligible for in those areas, too. So you'll come up. Anywhere where it's eligible, usually in real small rural areas, it's not. So he'll let you know all that stuff
okay.
as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. Hey, so if you ever have any questions for me, you could contact me. But Perry, he's going to be your main point of contact for this. That's why you have his cell phone number. And he's going to set up a tracking system for you, okay, for each lead that you get. That way, you're able to check it as qualified, unqualified. That's very important as well. And he'll go over that whole system with you tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. One second. Now, what's the primary business
yeah.
owner? 394. So every time I hire a new employee, I have to give you guys the information, like the social and everything?
Technically. No. I'm sorry. A face-to-face employee. So if you have a guy, let's say you have a general manager come in who he's dealing with the clients primarily, Google wants to know about that because they would have to have a background check as well.
Our sales
technically you do, but
if I hire a salesperson.
Yeah, and he's going face-to-face with the people, then they would have to go through a background check, correct. But technically, too, Google wants to know about it. But if you took a while to let us know or whatnot, I mean, they're not going to know any different, you know? You'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. And if that happens, too, it's not going to restart the whole process or anything, you know? You don't have to pay this $250 fee ever again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But who's going to do the search? Are you going to do it or Google is going to do it?
Google does it. So that form that you're filling out, Perry's going to submit it to Google. Google is the one doing the background check.
Wait, okay, so it says, please list the name of all field workers, customer-facing workers.
Yeah, all that is just face-to-face employees. So if it's only you, Al, that talks to the customers, just put you. Even if you have 50 employees, you know?
Full name and phone number. Okay, full name and phone number. Okay, cool.
All right, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect, perfect. I'm just sending your notes over to Perry right now, so he will be prepared for the call tomorrow. Remember, you have his cell phone number. If you have any questions for him, you can text or call. And you can also reach me, too. That's going to be the one that says, hi, this is Danny, where you'll have my direct line and extension. Okay?
Okay. And then
only Google Guarantee. So if you're ready in the future to do the base program, the Facebook ads, et cetera, then call me and I'll set up your account and I'll get you to the correct departments. Okay.
Okay. So Perry is going to be with Google Guarantee only. Okay.
Yeah. Google Guarantee only. So let's say in the future you sign up for Facebook ads too. That would be Lydia. And then our base program, there's like a team of technicians over there that are handling those. So you'll go to first available for that one.
Okay. But then you need to fix that thing.
I already messaged my director, Christian, to fix it. He just has to get with our billing department, Sasha. It will be fixed 100%. I'll put a note in my calendar for end of day for me to just check it, and I'll send you a text as soon as I get a confirmation like, hey, billing's been taken care of, your Google Guarantee only, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And I'll send, just so you have it in writing too, I'll reply to you via email right now with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That way it's not, you know, just me saying it. It is what it is. So, your billing
yeah.
being taken care of. So that it account only. There's just something for now. I can tell you though, like with Shuri, you're not going to be billed for the base program until you elect to go into it. So what is it called? But I will message you as soon as Foster gets back to me and says, hey, it's good to go. Then I'll send you a text just confirming it. Okay.
Yeah, just text it, please. Love.
Oh, say it again. You were kind of choppy. It was breaking up.
Did you? Remove local and Google ads recurring monthly?
Yes, that's going to be removed. So there's going to be no Google ads, no local bundle. It's just the Google Guarantee program. So as of right now, it's just the $250 charge. You don't have any reoccurring monthly until your application process is done. Okay, and what's it called? Perry's going to go over – I went over the minimum monthly budget with you, but he'll go over – exactly how many leads you want to take on, like daily, weekly, or monthly. Okay?
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you.
All right. Hey, you're welcome out. You're going to love this program. Perry will take great care of you. I'm telling you, he's awesome. If you ever have any questions for me, you could reach out to me, and I will be sending you a text today as soon as I get confirmation on that billing. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome out. You have a great rest of your day, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.